And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
All right. What's up, everybody? I suck at live streaming. Let's just let it be known. Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, and I'm going to nail this intro at some point. Trust me, I'm going to nail it, but it's not going to be now. I always forget something or hit the wrong button, and I got into the music and forgot to turn it off and play the intro, but I got it all in there. So thanks for joining me. If you're hanging out over in Clubhouse or on Bullhorn or your YouTube or Twitch or Facebook or LinkedIn, I added that as well. So welcome and appreciate you guys jumping in, supporting the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get my friend John Snyder on today. We're going to be talking about NBA Top Shots, being a content creator around NFTs and Top Shots and things like that as well, and just kind of dive into his journey a little bit. And then also got some really cool creator highlight stuff coming up and a little bit of news from Instagram as well. So anyway, I'll shut up now and we'll go ahead and get into some highlights.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary, no assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, so the creator highlight today is brought to you by my friends over at Maven Coffee Company. So you can go ahead and ditch that old mass-produced coffee, you know who I'm talking about, and get some real small-batch Colombian brew. This stuff is great. This is actually the signature, if you're watching this, the signature blend of Maven Coffee, my favorite blend. So you can head over to mavencoffee.com and check those guys out. They literally go work with these farms in Colombia on a one-to-one basis. They're not the, you know, no middle guy, anything. They're going, they're testing the product, they're checking it out, they're checking out the quality of these farms, and it's all small batch. And literally, some of the farms they work with have been voted number one coffee in the world. So that is pretty dope. And this highlight goes out to our friends over at Across the Pond. So this is actually Across the Pond Sports Network. I think they got like six or seven shows over there now, and they just dropped a new one this week called the Motorsport. So Across the Pond Motorsport. It's really focused on, well, one, they got hosts from all over the world, but they're covering different things such as Formula One, Formula E, NASCAR, IndyCar, all these fun things. Now, I only know what NASCAR and Formula One are. I don't know what Formula E is. I mean, is it like the electric? I got to just listen to the podcast. But little known fact, I did grow up in Bristol, Tennessee, in the fastest half mile at the time I remember. Anyway, whatever. Just crack a cold one, make some left turns, and here we go. It's going to be a good time. So really appreciate everybody being here. And then got a little news for you.
That's news to me.
Creating Daily. All right, we're going to jump into Instagram today because that's where my friend John really creates. But first of all, I want to just talk about an announcement that they have made, which is that they are now going to allow users to tag products in IG posts. And they're going to start with the United States first and then kind of work their way out. So I think this is an interesting concept. I mean, maybe it's going to work. Maybe it's going to turn into a dumpster fire. As most people know me, they know I like to help creators monetize. So I think this is a pretty interesting way. Now, I don't know how it all works out. I haven't seen it. But it would be neat if you're on there and you're talking about, I don't know, makeup or hair accessories or your kids' toys or maybe the microphone. Like, maybe I take a picture of myself podcasting and now I tag this Shure, you know, SM7B in the post. I don't know if that's how it's going to work or if it tags right to the brands or to the brand websites. But if it works the way that I believe it should, as we know, that's the most important thing, then I think it'd be cool if you can take a picture, tag your affiliate link with inside of the picture, and then send people to your affiliate link and they purchase and you make a small commission, all those kinds of things. So I think hopefully that's the way they're going to do it. And if that is, for us creators who are, you know, Instagram is part of our ecosystem and we're putting stuff out there, this would be like a really cool opportunity for us to use that opportunity to say, hey, check out this microphone. And then you tag Shure in it. You're part of an affiliate program, either like on Amazon or wherever. And then you can track that data and then leverage that data for a brand deal. So that's one of my, you know, one of my strategies that I try to use. If I can't get a brand deal directly, try to use affiliate links. So maybe this Instagram update is going to be, you know, something we could use as creators. I don't know. I mean, most of the time it's like, oh, who's it benefiting, Instagram or the brand? Hopefully it will benefit the creator. And then while we're on the Instagram note, Instagram, I know you're listening to me, or maybe you'll hear this as I say it nearly every day. How about you allow some external video so I can stream the show to your platform as well? Because I'm on Bullhorn, which is awesome. By the way, if you haven't checked out Bullhorn, if you're a creator, go over there, bullhorn.fm. Bullhorn, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, LinkedIn, Clubhouse. We are all over the place, but we are not on Instagram right now because they don't allow external video. Wah, 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 wah. I guess some sound effects, but anyhow. So there you go. That is your news from me. Not really anything special. And who knows? Hopefully it's not going to be everyone's pictures. This has clickable links on there. You know, all that kind of stuff. Whatever. But anyway, let's get down to the main event. I'm going to be bringing on my friend John Snyder. We're going to be talking about NFT Top Shots. So, John, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Appreciate you jumping in and being a part of the show and wanting to, yeah, come hang out with me for a few minutes here. I'm trying to just find the here we go. I want to look at you, so I lost the screen there. So, man, what in the heck have you been up to? We were hanging out for a while there sometime last year, and then, you know, life happens, disconnects happen. What the heck has John Snyder been up to?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, we met probably, it's been almost a year probably, just under maybe.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
But I'd quit my job that I was at for 10 years, really to become a stay-at-home dad for the time being. And so in that time, though, I wanted to figure out some way to create. And so that's how I got hooked up with you with podcasting. And it's now, like you said in the intro, it's evolved more towards Instagram. Just trying to figure it out, right? And it's always changing. And so I'm just trying to figure out what that looks like for me as a creator, because it's not cookie cutter, I don't think. I mean, you know, everyone creates differently. You know, people try to copy people, and, you know, there are a lot of similarities, but just trying to figure that out and what that looks like for me as a creator. And so I've got an Instagram account right now just called The Layup. That is the podcast that I have some episodes on. You could look it up and listen to some older episodes, but I'm just trying to figure out that Instagram space right now.
Yeah, man. I think it's a good place to be, because oftentimes as creators, man, I mean, you know this, like we're podcasters, we're trying to figure out Instagram, we're trying to figure out TikTok, we're trying to figure out Facebook, we're trying to figure out, you know, whatever the next app is. And oftentimes we're left holding nothing, like with no audience, no community, because we're too far stretched out. So I actually applaud you for taking a step back and going, what do I really enjoy? Oh, I enjoy making Instagram reels and content over there. So that's pretty cool, man. So has that been like, you know, I know it changed, dude, it seems like Instagram changes almost daily, like weekly for sure, but it feels like daily. What has been some things that you've noticed that you've liked about it? And then I'll ask you another question.
Yeah. I mean, some of the changes, like, I don't know if this is out everywhere, but I know in my account in the top left, I can click and I can see, I can actually make favorites now. So I have a favorite list. So I basically, with my account, it's a bunch of NFT guys and NBA Top Shot people and NBA players and teams are under my favorites. And so I can click that and just get a rundown of that. And that's probably one thing I enjoy right now with it, and probably one of the best changes I've seen so far. And I do what you were saying about the affiliate link coming, if that is a thing. When you were talking, I was like, oh, I hope it's affiliates, and then you mentioned it, and so I think it's a hope right now, but that would be an awesome change.
Yeah, man, I think it would be cool, you know. And I think there's a lot of you know, affiliate stuff out there already, but it you know, even when they added the link to Instagram, I thought, oh, this is cool, like now we can do a story and do a link in there and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's a pretty cool move on their part too. So we'll see what happens, but that's cool that you're focused on, you know, creating content on Instagram. Now the content that I see from the Instagram account that I follow, which is The Layup, is that 100% NBA Top Shots, 100% sports, or what's your like niche that you're going for?
Yeah. So, and it's funny, as a creator, especially if you're trying to reach an audience and make a community, the nichier it is, the better. And so, you know, when I started this with you a year ago, I was all over the place. And I got it niched down to basketball. Okay, what kind of basketball? NBA. And so now with my Instagram, it's like my reels are really more just NBA news or opinions, but my content, like my carousels or my posts, are going to be NFT related. You know, as a fairly newer creator in that space, I'm trying to figure out how to make my reels more geared towards the NBA Top Shot. So again, trying to niche it down even further. But there is some fun news I like to share out there that doesn't really have to do with NFTs, but for the most part, NBA.
Yeah, man, I love it. You know what? One thing I've enjoyed about your channel or about watching you on Instagram is like your reactions and how you're, you know, you shock me sometimes because you're like, you know what? Everybody knows I hate the Lakers, but then you're like holding up the little Lakers. I don't know who that was. Was it Kobe or not Kobe Bryant? LeBron James, right? So.
Yeah, right.
And so tell me, what was the story behind that action figure again? I don't know if I really remember. I just remember watching it going, dude, that's pretty funny because you're like, I hate the LA Lakers, but I got this.
Yeah, I mean, it was really just about LeBron and how he basically now is in his own category with over 10,000 assists, 10,000 rebounds, and 10,000 points for his career. He basically invented his own category. And I'm a collector of things, and so – I bought this LeBron James like action figure a while ago, and that's really where that came from. And that's the other thing with experimenting as a creator. Like I've been trying different things with my reels. So like one of my reels, I tried using a green screen. I have a green screen. I did that with some video in the background. And then trying to bring in props and that kind of thing just to see, you know, really it's kind of testing and experimenting to see what hits with the audience. Cause you know, I spent an hour making a reel using green screen, editing it with some video behind it, whatever. That was like one of my worst reels ever. I think it has, you know, compared to some of my others. And then the LeBron James one, it's my most viewed reel. And it's my most recent too. So I think, you know, getting more followers, more reach, that number makes sense that it would go up. But I don't know. But just that's, yeah.
Yeah, man. No, I love it. And that's what I'm doing too, right? I'm throwing mud, like creating daily. Like, oh, who thought about doing a daily show? Like, that's so dumb. But I always wanted to. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I've been talking about it for a year, you know, and I wanted to do a different style of show. But then my whole community is about creators. So I wanted to continue that conversation about creativity and all that kind of stuff. So you said that you're a collector of things. And so Let's dive into what are some of the things that you physically collect, and then I want to get into your digital collection because I know that's what this whole topic is about, is NBA Top Shots. So it sounds like this has been an addiction for a lot longer than when NFTs and Top Shots came out.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, if you're a sports fan, you're going to collect sports cards. I mean, I still have my collection from when I was 6, 7, 8 years old.
Wow.
Basketball, baseball. Football players. Those are the main ones. And so, I mean, I've been collecting physical sports cards forever. And then other things that my wife says I collect shoes, but I have a lot of shoes, but I don't know if it's necessarily a collection of like there's some people out there who collect like really expensive shoes that you could resell for a lot of money or whatever. You know, that's kind of something I dabbled in, but just not for me. But it's really like those sports cards, and I do collect Legos. I've got some Lego sets that I'll build and put on my shelf.
That's pretty, you know, dope. Yeah.
And so that's really but that's where like this whole NFT thing started. I mean basically, you know, with NBA Top Shot, it's a digital sports card is the way to look at it.
Okay.
You know, versus a physical one that you can hold. And so that's why, like, in with sports cards, it's crazy, when the pandemic hit, for some reason, like, sports cards took off as far as popularity and people collecting them. And mainly it was NBA. I mean, there's definitely baseball and football cards out there that are worth a ton of money, but NBA cards, for some reason, when the pandemic hit, people were like, oh, let's get back into collecting NBA cards. And about that time too, is when NBA Top Shot took off. And so they kind of are related. in a way, but, you know, like I said, one's physical, one's digital.
Okay, gotcha, man. So now are you seeing, well, I guess what I'll do is, like, we'll kind of get into that in a minute, but I'll ask you anyway. I'm trying to stay structured here, John, yeah. But you know what? I'm throwing it out the door. I don't care. I'm not going to stay structured. Is there, like, any correlation between the physical and the digital? Like, are you seeing, like, older baseball or basketball cards, NBA cards, now getting replicated in the digital form? Is that a thing or not really?
It might be happening. That's the thing, though, I should have specified, going from a physical card now to the digital card. They're video highlights. So, I mean, you can't definitely, you know, there's probably, if there's like a one of one Babe Ruth card from whenever or whatever, maybe you could turn that also into an NFT kind of deal. But yeah, with NBA Top Shots, you know, you go from your physical card, that's just a picture. NBA Top Shots, their cards, their digital cards, they call moments. Okay. So it's a moment in time. It's a moment in a game because it's LeBron James dunking or, you know, somebody else with a layup or a block. And so that's where that correlates and has changed from, you know, a picture to, you know, and there are NFTs that are pictures, but with NBA Top Shot, it's video specific.
Okay. Yeah. Cause you know, I think in my experience with NFTs, there's a guy on Clubhouse on this app called, his name is Gary Henderson. He has a Draft Tower. So I own a giraffe. I own, it's funny cause I'm not a big sports fan. I don't know that much about sports, but actually I think this guy plays for the Cardinals. I don't even know. But anyway, he has an NFT project. So I bought into it. And then I have another one called, like, I can't remember, like Ghetto Grannies or something. I thought it was pretty funny. It's like these little pixelated grannies, but they're all just pictures. They're not any video. And this might sound like a dumb question, which I told you, if I ask a really dumb question, just let me know. I know this says NBA Top Shots. Is it owned by the NBA or is this like a licensing deal from two dudes in their garage?
Yeah, it's a licensing deal. Dapper Labs is who is behind it.
Okay.
And so they actually have some other projects they're on. So like they have some UFC, they're with UFC now. Trying to think of the others, but they have some other ones there, but, mainly NBA Top Shot, and it's a licensing deal with the NBA. And it's really cool though, how like the other night, like sometimes there was a moment that they released that you had to, like, they have all these challenges for you to get certain cards, but they actually released a moment 96 hours after it happened in an NBA game. What? And so that's the other cool thing about these. Like, if you want a physical card, you're going to have to wait a little bit, right? But with digital, obviously, you can turn around and have something available. You know, like, I think that's probably the quickest they've done was 96 hours.
Yeah, dude, that is fast, man. I guess I didn't even really think about that. It's like, you do have this moment, LeBron James dunks on somebody. Everybody's like, you know, it's like exciting. And then next thing you know, few days later, you got this NFT dropping. So are those, okay, so this company's doing NBA. They're doing some UFC stuff. Are the are all the sports things, are they all moments? Are they all like kicks to the head and knockouts and all that kind of stuff? I mean, because I think it's cool, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the UFC ones. They've only probably been available a month or so. I haven't looked into it. I should. I don't know if it's – I'm guessing it is video highlights, but I just don't know what kind of deals they're doing and that kind of thing. But I wouldn't be – I mean, there's so many UFC fans, so I feel like that will take off also. And that's the thing with NFTs. If you've been watching the space, like they blew up out of nowhere, right? And so with the NFT space and the way that it's just kind of blown up, I feel like there's going to be, just like with anything though, like you're going to see some of them make it and then some of them you're never going to hear about again. Right. Like I compare it to like when I probably like, I don't know how long ago it was, 15 years ago, there was a big like Froyo craze, right? The frozen yogurt craze. I don't know about where you live, but here in Southern California, like there was one called Pinkberry. And when that thing opened, it was like all these others were like, oh, we can do frozen yogurt. We can do frozen yogurt. And since then, there were probably like 10 different ones that you would see just driving to the grocery store, you know? And so, you know, the cream of the crop, it rose. And so the other ones, you never heard about again. They maybe lasted 6 months. And I feel like with NFTs and those projects, there's going to be some that are around for a while and then some that are just not going to make it. And so whatever the reason might be with popularity and that kind of thing, like, I don't know if you've heard of like Bored Ape Yacht Club.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's like, if you're any familiar with NFTs, that might be one you've heard of. And so, like, that's insane what prices are going for.
Yeah, it's insane.
So, you know, like, some of them are going to stay, and then some of them will just kind of disappear.
So with NBA Top Shots, man, like, how do you value, and once again, just to put this out there, this is not, like, financial advice from John or myself. If you invest in these, you know, be prepared. Only invest what you can lose. Like, that's still not financial advice, so don't even listen to me about that. But, you know, if you go empty your kid's college savings account to buy NFTs, like, you're just an idiot. So don't do that. But if you are shopping, so now let's jump over to consumer side. I'm a sports fan. I know a lot about sports. I'm watching weekly stuff. I'm maybe even anticipating a big dunk coming out as an NFT. How are you shopping for these, man? Is it just on this, like, NBA Top Shots website, or what? I mean, walk me through the process. Like, I don't know anything. Yeah. I kind of like sports. How do I go get them? And how do I decide what to buy?
Right. And the thing with NBA Top Shot, so it's NBATopShot.com. You go on, you create an account. The cool thing too about NBA Top Shot is you can use a credit card to buy NFTs. Cause I know some of these NFT projects, you can only buy with Ethereum or Bitcoin or another coin, but I guess it's really Ethereum or whatever. But with NBA Top Shot, create an account, set up a credit card. You can use your Google account, which makes it super easy. And so, you go on there, create an account, and there's two ways you can purchase Top Shots, the moments. One is they release packs, just about once a week now, maybe once every 2 weeks or 10 days, a new pack will come out. And in those packs, there are three moments, four moments, usually, that's how it works. If you're new to NBA Top Shot right now, there's a starter pack that they help you get started, because some of them you have to have certain scores. You've had to purchase a certain amount, but there is a starter pack right now. It's $9.99. So this is what got me into it, was like when I started looking at NFTs, I couldn't afford some of these NFTs when they're like one Ethereum. And I'm like, well, one Ethereum is $3,000. Like, I can't do that. And I'm like, oh, $9.99 for three or four moments in a pack. I'm like, cool, I can do that. That's feasible.
And just to clarify, sorry to jump in here, but just to clarify, you're saying $9.99
for a pack. $9.99.
Okay.
For a pack. So if you just want to get started, and I feel like with NBA Top Shot, I mean, if you're a sports fan, it's kind of an easier way to get into it, like I said, because you can use a credit card to purchase your first set of NFTs. And that's what I did. And so that's really, you know, with my love for basketball and then wanting to explore this space, it worked out for me. And so, so packs are one way. And like tomorrow, they're releasing a pack. It's dunks, but they're not really, it's a limited amount and they're $89. So, you know, the price varies from pack to pack. There'll be a certain amount of digital cards in one pack versus another. And so you can do it that way. And then they also have the marketplace where, like, if, you know, just like if I have a physical card, I can put it on eBay or go to a card show. Well, with NBA Top Shot, it only lives on NBATopShot.com. And so there's a marketplace where you can go and purchase. So if you have a favorite player, you can go buy a LeBron James or, you know, whoever else you might, you know, Chris Paul or Devin Booker, you could go buy their moments. On there. And so those are the two real ways to get involved and buy an NFT from NBA Top Shot.
Dude, I didn't know it was so easy, because, you know, like you said, man, buying other NFT projects has been kind of a pain in my butt, understanding wallet, cryptocurrency, you know, what is 0.05 ETH or what, you know, whatever. It's like doing all this, you know, talk like I don't understand. So you can just go to NBA Top Shots, jump on there, buy a pack. And what is there? Is there certain levels of packs? Like, do you know what's coming in the pack, or is it like a mystery box?
Yeah, on the website, they'll kind of list kind of what's in it. and some of the top moments in it. But in a way, though, it is like if you go to a card shop and buy a package of cards that has 15 cards in it, you don't know where you're going to get.
True.
And it's similar with these two. And so, you know, just like with physical cards, there could be like a Luka Doncic card and it's one of 15 cards in the world. And you could maybe get that. Well, with like NBA Top Shot, so like they did like an all-star pack, or just as an example, I'm not going to get the numbers right, but they have legendary. So in all the, if they release, say they release 30,000 packs, there would only be 99 legendary cards in those 30,000 packs. And so that's where the value increases, right? And then you have rare. So like a rare would be like, there would be 500 moments in those packs. And then you have common and like limited edition. And so like common, there'd be over 60,000. So
gotcha.
Like, you could, so like I opened a pack, like this was probably a month ago, and I got two of the same guy, Rudy Gobert, who plays for the Utah Jazz. I got the exact same play, the same moment. And I'm like, really? Like, so, and that happens rarely in, with physical cards too, but it rarely happens on Top Shot, but it happened to me. And so, you know, I think I paid $14.99 or about $14.99 or $9.99 for that pack. And it came with four. So I was able to sell one of those Rudy Gobert's for like $3.
Oh,
so
okay.
I kind of,
yeah.
Like, so in that way, you know, it evens out, and if you're going to sell and not, but like you said before, there's no financial advice out. Like I have no financial advice for you with these, for me, because it started as a collector. Like I wasn't buying them to make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I was buying them because I wanted to collect them. And so, you know, I have made some money, because you do hit, just like with a physical pack, you do. Like I've gotten a couple that I've been able to sell.
So what's your, you know, like one of the, you got me peaked, man. Cause, you know, one of my hobbies when I'm in the States is I like to go to thrift stores and find products and flip them just as for fun.
Right.
And so what has been the biggest, like, surprise win that you've had, if you don't care to share?
Yeah, I'm trying to go back through here and see real quick.
You tell me a million bucks, I'm going to start trying to borrow money from you.
No. I would say, like, the most I made on one was probably I think it was $60.
Dude, I mean, that's pretty dope, though. If you're paying 15, 14, 15 bucks, you know, 10, 15 bucks or whatever, and then you make 60 bucks off one of those cards, like, that's pretty cool. That's dope.
Yeah, and it is, like, hit or miss. Like I said, it was $40 Max Struss, but the reason it sold for $40 was because the serial number was so low. There were 12,000 of that moment, and the serial number I got was number 44.
Oh, gotcha. Right? So
because the lower, also the better. So that's why like people are like, well, I can just go watch this highlight on ESPN or NBA.com or YouTube. It's like, yeah, you can, but you own it because you have a serial number attached to it. And so that's how you know that that's yours. Like nobody else has that number 44.
Wow.
Like I had it and I sold it to somebody else. And so it's all serialized. And so that's the other way they keep track of it, that you can't, like, they can't be forged. You can't fabricate your own. So it's pretty fenced in of how it's done. And like what's the word I'm looking for, but like the way you're protected. And so, with your assets, I guess.
Yeah, man, because I guess it's all is it all on the blockchain, even though you're paying cash? Or they have their own system?
Yeah, so they do have, like, with Dapper Labs, there are Dapper coins with it. And so,
okay.
But theirs is on Flow blockchain, so it's built on Flow. I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's just a blockchain.
So.
And so they make, I was looking at their website. There's actually a lot of things they do. I honestly haven't heard of the ones that they're involved with as much as like NBA Top Shot. So Flow blockchain is where Dapper does their thing. And so
that's pretty cool, man. So do you have to, like, when you're setting all this up, are you setting up a Flow account, or is that part of your NBA Top Shot's, like, setup process?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, it's all part of the setup process. So that's the other thing. Like, I've said this a few times, but they just made it so easy.
Yeah, that's what somebody in the chat was saying, that they're friends with some of the people over at Dapper Labs, and they're just making it really, really easy for people to come in and spend money, invest. And so, yeah, man, it's cool.
Yeah, which is a win-win, right? They're making – I mean, in NBA Top Shot, they've made so much money, and so much money has been exchanged between collectors. And so, no, it's really cool what they're doing, and the ease of use is it's awesome.
Yeah, man, that's cool. Well, dude, I love it that you are one. I see the excitement on your face, John. I've known you for a while. You know, I know we've been in brainstorming sessions where it's like, okay, what's my content? What's my content? What's my content? And, you know, like even talking about the process of being a content creator, I could tell that you're, you know, just on screen, you're like, okay, this is a cool conversation. I'm kind of enjoying it. But the minute we switched over and was like NBA Top Shots, like, dude, you just like came on, and I'm like, oh, this is what I'm talking about. And I, you know, I wanted to point that out because I think people who are watching and listening, it's like, I had a guest on earlier this week, Nikki Marie, and she, you know, came like TikTok, almost 2 million followers on TikTok. And she literally credited all that to just like being herself and showing up as herself. And so, man, I love it that you are so into one, sports, which I knew that, and I know you rearranged your office, but if somebody would see the other shot that I used to see all the time, it's like, this guy is the guy when it comes to sports. So, man, this has been pretty fun. So what else am I missing? Like we've talked about what NBA Top Shot is. We talked about how easy they are to purchase them. And you're being a content creator right now, educating me. So hopefully some other people get educated. What is there anything I've left out of this?
Those are the main things. Like I said, it's easy to create an account. And if you're just creating, they make it even easier because you can get a starter pack right away. They're all over the place on Twitter, Instagram. They have a Discord channel, which their Discord is, I'm not in a lot of Discords, but the resources they have for their Discord channel is amazing too, with all the resources. There's links for like marketplaces to see, you can go see like where you are as a collector.
Oh, wow.
So like, I'm in the top 11%. And then, so then there's some that are like, you know, 0.1% of collectors. Cause they either, and that's the other thing too. I don't know how, like, they have tons of moments that they've purchased or that they've got from the marketplace, but it's like, man, I don't know where some of the, like, some people have like 600 moments or wow, whatever it might be. And I'm wow, like, I have 47. I probably had like 70, but I've sold some. And so, but like, that's the other crazy thing is what NBA Top Shot is doing and what Dapper Labs is doing with that is they're just making it easy for people to collect. And just like with anything else, it's kind of in a way like hitting the lottery if you get one of those legendary whatever, because yeah. I don't know, you can see top sales, and the top sale on there is a LeBron James. But it's also the other thing that helps with making money is if you get like a serial number, that's also the player's number. So LeBron James is number 23. The top sale was a number 23 serial number out of probably 70 or 99. And it sold for $230,000.
Dang. Is that the most expensive NBA Top Shot sold?
It is, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. And so that's the thing. There is money to be made, but it's it's in a way like winning the lottery if you're going to make that kind of money, right? Yeah. Like you can make little money here or there, but to hit like that is just insane.
How many people are over in their Discord community? Cause I know when I'm following some NFT projects, and it seems like the value really comes when more people agree that, you know, that they're infatuated with the project. I mean, to be honest, it's kind of like, okay, cool. We all agree that this is valuable. We're all pretty excited about it. I mean, it's the same reason like a Honda Element that my wife and I just bought, the second one this year, so expensive because they don't make them anymore. Everybody wants them. There's like this cult community surrounded by them. And I'm kind of seeing this in these projects that I'm a part of. Is that true for NBA Top Shots as well? Are you seeing just like fanatics for lack of a better term?
Yeah. Yeah, there definitely are. And the way that they're doing it, like they'll do some things like last year, I can't remember what game it was, but if you were a collector, you were and bought like I said, they do these challenges where if you like get a whole pack, like if there's 70 moments in a pack and you get all 70, then it kind of bumps you up to be eligible to do something else or to get your name entered to go to a playoff game and sit in the NBA Top Shot booth.
Oh, gotcha. So
there's definitely fandom around it. Something else that they just did in the last month, I wanted to hit on this because this is insane. They are doing a thing for NBA All-Star, and it's called the NBA All-Star VIP Pass. And what they're doing is they're releasing an NFT for every team. So there's one NFT for the Lakers, one NFT for the Warriors, you know, every single team. And with that, though, you get 5 years of getting to go to the NBA All-Star Weekend. And you get two tickets for like every event for the next 5 years.
Wow.
And so it's an auction, right?
Wow.
But it's, and so it's not like opening a pack and hitting, like, you know, like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, like you hit that golden ticket. It's not that, it's an auction. And so like one of the, like, I don't know what the, they're all selling though for over 50K.
Dang.
So every single one I've seen, I don't think there may have been one under there, but they're all like, like even the Oklahoma City, I'm a huge Oklahoma City Thunder fan, and I'm like, man, that would be awesome to have. But it, I just saw it just ended in $55,000. And so, I mean, if, I feel like that's a great opportunity for whoever got that. Like they get to, you know, go to NBA All-Star Weekend. They're going to have all these other perks with it. And so,
yeah,
just, you know, they did that this year. And so they're, I think that's a huge thing. And that just tells you that there are not only NBA fans, but NBA Top Shot collectors that want to get their, you know, get in the game. And so
yeah,
you're spending that kind of cash, then you must like them.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Well, you know, sports has always been that way. I mean, ever since I was a kid and knew what sports was, like people are super fans. And it's all about that community, really. And that's what I was telling somebody the other day, because they're like, I just don't understand sports. I'm like, I don't watch sports. Like, I'm not, like, in front of my TV every time something comes on, but I get it, and it's community, and that's what it does. Same thing with content creation, same thing with everything. It's like we rally around podcasting. We rally around Instagram. We rally around, you know, being a live streamer or whatever, and it's really just an excuse to hang out with people and create that community. So, John, for you in your content creation and building phase, and I know you're on the road right now and you're going, okay, I'm going this way, and you're kind of figuring that out. But as far as like NFTs, is there, do you have any visions of like, or dreams of being like a project owner, like starting your own NFT project? Cause it seems like you're pretty passionate about it, which I know, you know, jumping into the sports arena would be tough with licensing and all that stuff, but just in general, maybe you draw your own caricatures of LeBron and sell them or something.
Right. Yeah, no, I've definitely thought about it. This is going to sound funny and bad, but I'm like, man, I should take my kids' drawings and make those into NFTs.
Right. Yeah.
Cause like with kids' drawings that you like 90% of the time, I'm like, that's so awesome. And it's like a one of one or whatever. And so I don't know. I've thought about that. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't much thought about it with basketball. Cause like you said, with NBA and licensing and all that might, I don't know where that would go, but it would be definitely something to be on that side of it, though, to go through the process. I think it would be worth learning, especially if NFTs are your thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing with my Instagram account. Like, I think with that, it's like showing the journey of doing something, right, is gets people involved, but then also showing how it's done and then connecting that way. And so I think with, you know, with mine, it's like I want to educate people on NFTs. And so trying, like I said, trying to figure out, do I do that in reels? Do you do that in carousels? And, you know, as a creator, again, like we talked about, like that it's just experimenting and what works and what doesn't work. And that's the cool thing about Instagram or wherever you do it is you can just ask your audience.
Yeah, right.
You can ask them and they'll be like, no, yeah, do it in carousels or do it in a post and put a link in the bio or whatever. And so that's the other cool thing about the community side of it.
Yeah, man. And it's all being, you know, it's social media. So we were talking about it earlier in a conversation and somebody was like, yeah, I don't know what to do on social media. I'm like, be social, like go and find other people's pages and communities and all this stuff and start really contributing to those places and start, you know, helping those people build a community that you want. And that's where you succeed. And that's what I've seen in the podcasting world, live streaming world, I'm going and being a part of these communities, and then people go, oh, I like your style. I like how you do stuff. I like this. I like, you know, whatever. And then they become a part of my circle and my community as well. So, man, I love the journey you're on, John. I appreciate you coming on here and one, talking about your creator journey, being vulnerable and saying, hey, I'm figuring it out. Cause you know, a lot of people, just put up a facade of like, oh, I get it all figured out, you know, but, it is a process, dude. It is work. It is grinding daily. It is going, okay, I'm going to do this idea. Wait, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to do this idea. So man, I'm glad you're listening to your, you know, being super self-aware, leaning into who you are and who you want to be and helping people with this space, because there's huge opportunity here. So I'll put all of your information and Instagram handle in the show notes, and that way when people listen or watch, they can connect with you, man. So anything else that you want to leave the audience with before we dip out of here?
No, I mean, I would say just, you know, creating daily, right? And so I think that's an awesome name for your show. And the other thing with creating is, like, you're saying, like, with experimenting and all that too, but be yourself, because that's what people want to see. And that's who, you know, who you are, right? Don't try to be somebody else. Just be yourself. And you're going to have a lot more fun. I figured that out too. So that's really it.
Yeah, man. I love it, man. Great advice, John. Thank you so much for being on the show, being a part of Creating Daily. And we'll have you back on, especially when you get that LeBron James one that gets you like $1 million. We'll come on and do a win episode talking about how John scored on one of these $9 packs.
I hope that happens. I hope that happens.
Yeah, man. Sounds good. I appreciate you so much. It was great catching up with you, John. Appreciate you, man.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you. See ya. All right, everybody, thank you so much for jumping in here to the Creating Daily show. My friend John Snyder talking about NBA Top Shots and being the creator around that space. Now, one thing I like that he's done is he's literally found something that he's passionate about and decided on a platform to start creating about, which is his case, Instagram right now. And he's sticking to it and he's figuring that out and he is moving along in his creator journey of doing those things. So be inspired. It is a journey. It is a process. We're all going through it. That's what Creating Daily is all about. So if you enjoyed this episode, hit that like, subscribe, follow, share, all those fun things, buttons. We're creating this show every day at 2 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday. And Friday, we got some fun stuff coming up. And tomorrow, I'm looking for confirmation from a friend of mine, Ryan Sullivan. I hope he'll be on. We'll be talking about the power of not giving up, because he was on the brink of giving up in his creator journey. And then there's a little switch that happened in his business that really was a cool story that he shared with me. So I want to bring him on tomorrow and share it with him. Fingers crossed I get confirmation today for that. And there's my three-year-old. I don't know if you guys hear him or not, but either three-year-olds or dogs always want to make it on the live stream. Once again, appreciate you for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, 2 p.m. Eastern time.